Geelong. Let's welcome in our panel to preview. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Nadia.
We're off to Geelong today. We've got the nine. How did you find doing the form for this?
I thought they were fairly even competitive races, Nards, but hopefully we can find a few winners.
Okay, well, let's have a look at Warren Huntley's thoughts too. How are you, Warren?
I'm very good, thanks, Nards.
How did you go dissecting the form for today?
Well, I think certainly the horses that I like, most of the majority of them have been pretty well found by now, so I think we'll have to shoot pretty straight, but I think there's one or two races where there's still a little bit of value left. So I quite like the card, and I like the Geelong track, particularly with the rail in the true position, but I think we're just going to have to tread pretty warily or shoot straight, so to speak.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the tab market moves with Trent Langscale. How are you, Trent?
All okay, thank you, Nadia.
Okay, let's have a look at the program. We kick things off race one with the maiden over 1,100, and this is Clear of Scratchings.
There hasn't been too many changes in the market during this morning, Nadia, but I will say the last Napoleon opened up 2.30 as the favourite on Monday. Still at the top of the market, but now $2.50. The tighteners have been Think About Me, who opened 3.60 and is now $3.10, and especially Mulgatu, who opened $5 and is now at $3.20. They're the top three in the market. Orican Express has been 4.40 out to 6.50. Then there's a big gap. It's 23 or bigger the rest. The last Napoleon, the $2.50 favourite, but there have been firms for Think About Me and also Mulgatu.
Okay, so that's a look at the market. Let's talk a little bit about how we expect this to be run, Dean. We've got a few first starters and some of them are well in the market, but where would you expect the tempo to come from?
No, I'm expecting that the speed probably comes from Live Like and Tropical Thunder might be the two, but we've got pretty much an unknown in Lakeside Drive. I haven't been able to find much about it. Gorakan Express from out wider, perhaps, and the last Napoleon I'm expecting probably in the back three or four, judging by how he was ridden at Ballarat last week.
All right, so there's the map. What about your tips? What do you like?
I really like the last Napoleon. He's backing up fairly quickly second up, but he'd been extensively trialled leading into that first up run, so I think he'll be able to cope with the back up pretty well. And I thought he ran really well there. He just had to wait his turn to get to the outside, and the last little bit of his race was terrific. I think he'll be hard to beat. Mugato, number six, looked to jump out pretty well at Geelong down the back straight. Went nicely there from a good draw, can race well. Three, Gorakan Express, keeps running well, but just battled to win a race, and I've put in nine Aliabella, who was well beaten on debut, but obviously something went wrong there and gets a tongue tie on here. Might explain why it went so poorly on debut, but the last Napoleon for me, Nards, 1.639.
One from 6.39. How do you see it, Warren?
Yeah, I like him, Nards. Gee, I think Aliabella does a terrific job with horses that have spent a little bit of time away from the track, and as Dean said, it's a relatively quick second up run, but you can argue that he was unlucky first up. The extra 100 metres just looks ideal, and I like him, number one. The last Napoleon. Mugato was good in that jump out down the back straight recently, showed a bit of strength there at Geelong. I thought Live Like had done better leading into the debut run than we saw. A couple of gear changes with the blinkers coming off and the earmuffs going on. Maybe Live Like can race a little bit more like he trialled. And I thought nine, Aliabella certainly must have had excuses and a tongue tie going on. Could be the reason for her to improve. But I think we can kick off with a winner here now. It's 1.659.
So we go one from 6.5 and nine there from Warren, and 1.639 from Dean. That's a look at race one. The second, guys, is a three-year-old maiden. You can take out the ace. How does the market look at the moment, Trent?
For the second race, Nadia, we have Part-Time Lover, who continues to firm it during this morning, and even from an initial price of 2.60 on Monday, Part-Time Lover 2.40 into 2.20 this morning. There was the Perth for First Water, but that has dried up today, 2.90 out to 3.30. You have in Halliwell, who is a $5 chance, rewarding Ruby at 6.50, and then to the teens, headed by Done Good at 14 there. But Part-Time Lover has had admirers during the morning and has firmed as the favourite from $2.40 to $2.20.
Okay, so that's a pretty handy go. How do they map in this race, Dave?
Nads, I'm expecting probably Part-Time Lover probably takes up the running. Freer and Day Lass is one I haven't got much information on from Barrier 1, but I thought Part-Time Lover would probably lead. The likes of Done Good. And I'm expecting Infallibel Blinker's first time to be ridden a bit more proactively today, and might be right up on the speed.
Okay, so that's a look at the map. Let's talk tips. Warren, have first go here. Are you with the fave?
Well, she's well found, Nards, but I think you have to be. You have to try and find reasons why other horses can improve either with gear changes or the rise in distance. And all part-time lover has to do is train on a bit from that run at Sale last start, and the extra distance is going to be in her favour. She'll be on the speed somewhere, and she should get a lovely run, not have to do a lot of work to be there. We saw Kiss and Cry from the McKenzie stable come out and win impressively during the week from her run at Sale last start, and she's the obvious, but I think she's a deserved favourite, six ahead of five. And Talia Bell, who's on a back-up here, but gets the blinkers on, and there just might have been excuses last start. A very good stable, Cindy Alderson, quick back-up and the blinkers on. She can improve, I'm sure. Third, First Water, number three, First Water, has jumped out okay. Trialled fairly to resume here, and I thought One Compty might be one that you do have to cut a bit of slack to, but maybe looking for this extra trip now and can improve. But on with the favourite, 6-5-3-1.
So we go 6-5-3-1 from Warren. Have you ranked them, Dean?
Nads, you can put in an absolute carbon for me. 6-5-3-1. I think part-time lover makes her own luck here. Looks hard to beat. I think Infallibel will be the improver. I think there's been a little bit more expected of her and gets the blinkers first time. First Water had a pretty basic trial at Cranbourne, to be honest, on April 1, but then improved at the jump outs at Mornington for its resumption here. And Compty, I thought it was okay late under a fairly light ride at its most recent run. Could be an improver, but I think 6 and 5 are the key elements to the race. 6-5-3-1.
6 from 5-3-1. 6-5-3-1. Both Dean and Warren going the same way in race number 2. Let's go over to the third race. This is a maiden over 1,400, and Trent, no scratchings.
There's been a fair bit of change, Nadia, with the top two in the market since the market was posted on Monday. Our Vincitore went up $3.90 and is now all the way into $2.40 favourite, whereas Boogie Woogie, who went up the $3 favourite, now on the second line of betting at $4.20. Was one morning a $5 third elect and has been as much as $6 this morning, $6 into $5 there. Pirelli has been easy this morning from as short as $4.60 to $5.50. There's a couple of others in single figures. They are Cobra and Horacio at 8 and 9 respectively. But El Vincitore, one of the better back runners on the card at Geelong this afternoon, from $3.90 on Monday into now $2.40 favourite.
Okay, so strong support there. And what about speed in this race, Dean? Where do you see it coming from?
It's a good question, Nards. I think probably Boogie Woogie from out wider can come across and perhaps lead. I thought Cobra up in distance, but does have the blinkers off from Barrier 1. I still think probably organically from Barrier 1 it lands in a fairly prominent spot. Pirelli mightn't be far away, but leads up for grabs a little bit. Not a clear-cut map by any means.
Okay, so there are a few options there. Selections, who do you like?
I can understand the money for El Vincitore. He recorded some of the better late sectionals of the day in that debut run and might just have a bit more upside than these. Probably going to get back and need a little bit of luck through traffic, but I think he's the one to beat. Boogie Woogie's had the 10 tries and is racing quite well. He's had the two runs back, and as I said, I think it's one that can actually make its own luck in this race. Cobra, when he got through at Hamilton, I thought he might really quicken down. He just peaked on his run there, perhaps fitter. And Correggio's form reads fairly moderate, but fitter for the two runs. And I think 1,400 metre tempo is going to suit this horse a lot better. He could be an improver, but not a race I'm that keen to get involved in now that the price has sort of gone with El Vincitore, but I think he's the one to beat. 7, 1, 5 and 6.
So we go 7 from 1, 5 and 6 from Dean. What's your take on this, Warren?
Mads, I don't have a lot of confidence about this race, but I just think there's been something about what Correggio's done in two runs to date at a very short course of 1,000 metres that indicate that he's got talent. He's with a very astute trainer in Colin Little, and now he gets the earmuffs off and up to 1,400 metres. I could have a little speck on number 6, Correggio. Ahead of 8, twice one morning. I thought the finish of the race last start was good. The step up in distance for her looks ideal, as it does for El Vincitore. There's a bit to like about that debut. So the 1,400 metres on debut. Just wondered whether he might be looking for that a little bit further, but obviously he's got to be in the mix. They're the three I'm working around, and I'll put one Boogie Woogie in, who's had a few chances as next best. 6-8-7-1.
So we go 6 from 8-7-1. Let's have a look at the next event now, race number 4. This is a maiden over 1,700, and in this race there are no scratchings.
Fair bit of change in this market this morning, Nadia. We have Dunman and Just Jules, who are currently sharing favouritism at $3.40. This morning, Dunman was as short as $3, near to that $3.40 mark, whereas Just Jules has been as much as $5 into $3.40. So a fair bit of change with the equal favourites presently. High Dun has just been a touch easy from as short as $3.70 to $3.90. other hopes you have at Censored, who's been reasonably solid at six, Lord Harry 850, and the other that's given some sort of a chance is Ahara there at the $10 mark. But definitely of the $3.40 equal favourite, the better back off the two today, Just Jules as opposed to Dunman.
All right, the map, Dean?
Nads, I'm expecting that horse like Ashara with the blinkers first time probably leads. I thought Evie DeLago from out wider might go forward. Den Hill, the likes of Lord Harry and Zapico. It's not a long run to that first turn at the 1700. They virtually begin onto a bend. So there'll be a little bit of pressure early and then they'll sort themselves out.
Okay, so let's look at the map. Let's talk tips. What do you like in this race, Warren?
I'm going to go with Dunman, Nads. I thought the first run for the stable was good, was really strong to the line behind Buffalo Bill at the mile, out to the 1,700 metres here. Looks ideal. Probably just going to need a little bit of luck, as Dean said, bit busy into that first bend. But, I like the way he closed off. Will be fitter. I thought Just Jules was good on debut. I can understand the support there from Better Odds In. Closed off nicely behind Our Hot Date there. I thought Five High Dun. He's just he's a frustrating horse, Nards, to be honest, because he's got a world of talent, but he wants to duck in behind horses. He wants to do a lot of things wrong, and then when he finally does balance up his straight line speeds, good late, and gets you in for his next time, which is probably the case at his first run for the Mick Price stable last time. Got the bubble cheeker and the blinker near side going on. If that straightens him up, he could just go straight past them, but he's a frustrating horse, and Lord Harry with that real race fitness on his side, I've got in as next best. 4, 10, 5, 2.
So we go 4 from 10, 5, and 2 from Warren. How do you rank them, Dean?
I hope Warren's right. I've got a little interest in Dunman, and I thought he ran quite well at Benalla. He hit the line well. The horse that beat him, Buffalo Bill's quite handy, and they beat the rest quite well. I think slight rise in distance suits. I think the ex-Weir horses will fight it out. I think High Dun is the danger. I thought he ran well first up. They made the announcement they're going to ride him quietly through the put that through to the stewards. So look for him to be hitting the line hard. As Warren said, he's still he still wants to do a bit wrong, but there's certainly talent there. But I think they're the two better chances, numbers 4 and 5. Two Lord Harry's been racing consistently from a good draw, gets a chance, and I've put in Ashara next best, who was well beaten last start, obviously, but blinkers on, might just roll along here next best. But I think 4 and 5 are the key runners, 4, 5, 2, 9.
So 4 from 5, 2, and 9 from Dean, and Warren goes 4 from 10, 5, 2. That's a look at race 4. Guys, over to race number 5 this afternoon, and this is a class 1, 1200 metres the journey. Scratching here, Trent, the 3 leaves us only the 5 runners.
We've only got the 5, Nadia, but it's been an intriguing betting fair during this morning. We have Made Equal, who is now the outright favourite at $2.50. Illuminaire was sharing favouritism during the earlier part of this morning, but Illuminaire has drifted from $2.50 to $3. You have Dyes Grey, who's been as much as $6.50 into $5.50. Luck favours at 6, and even the outsider of the 5, Swanky Cat, $9.50 into $7.50 this morning. So really intriguing. Made Equal an outright favourite at $2.50. Illuminaire now on the second line at 3.
And let's talk speed. Who have you got in a forward position in this race, Dean?
5 runners, Nards. I think Illuminaire, Made Equal come across barriers 3 and 4. I think they can cross Luck Favours and Dyes Grey, and Swanky Cat's the other one on the outside. But I think Illuminaire, Made Equal probably take it up. They have drawn side by side, and I think they'll get across pretty quick.
Okay, what angle have you taken on this?
I'm going to go with Illuminaire. I think 1,200 metre tempo suits better, and probably they just went too hard last start, and I'm forgiving of that run. Best of her form is certainly good enough to win a race like this. Made Equal showed promise last time in the Darren Weir stable. Resumes here for the Robbie Griffiths Yards. Had an official trial and a jump out. Looks very forward for a first up run. Looks the main danger. 1, Dyes Grey. It was a pretty bunch finish when he won on debut last preparation, given a very quiet trial recently. Hard to get a gauge there. And 5, Luck Favours, next best resuming. But I'm going with Illuminaire, 2, 6, 1, 5.
So 2 from 6, 1, and 5 from Dean. Are you going the same way here, Warren?
I've swapped the exacta around, Nards. I just like what I've seen from Made Equal, first run for the new camp leading into it for Robbie Griffiths. I agree they'll probably get control of the race, and I just think sitting outside Illuminaire just might be an ideal scenario for Made Equal to make it a test late. Illuminaire is very talented, but again, she still does one or two things wrong and maybe could be vulnerable. Certainly a winning chance. They're the two key runners, as the market suggests. Dyes Grey's going to watch it all unfold and sort of get back a little bit from that inside draw. But it was a bunch finish, but there's some good form to come out of that race. He won on debut at Warrnambool, and he's had that quiet jump out as Dean mentioned. He'll be strong late, small field. He mightn't be that far off them. Probably also worth including in Gap to Me for Luck Favours, who's first up, 6-2-1-5.
So we go 6 from 2, 1 and 5 in that race from Warren, and 2, 6, 1 and 5 from Dean. That's a look at race number 5. We now head to race 6. This is the first leg of the quaddie, and in this event, the scratching here is number 10. Pretty open race, Trent.
It is, Nadia, and the top two in the market, they are getting closer during today's betting. We have My Shumai, who is the favourite, has been the shortest 350, now at the top of the market at $4. Big Bad Baz has come in this morning from 5 to 460. You have Ayers Rock, who's been reasonably constant around the $6.50, $7 mark, presently at $6.50. Also at $6.50 is Zade. Then you have Golden Flag and Just a Joke. They're both at 8, but just noting that Just a Joke has come in from as much as 12 into 8 today, and then the other in single figures is Argyle Bell at 9. Really tough one, the first leg of the quaddie with the 9 races there at Geelong. My Shumai, $4 favourite. Big Bad Baz has tightened the 460, and there's support at a price for Just a Joke.
Okay, so a few there that have firmed up. Does it look to be much tempo in this race, Dean?
I'm expecting that Just a Joke, Ayers Rock are probably the two most likely, but Comics, Big Bad Baz, Zadie and Red Spider have drawn wide. They're the two outside draws. I think they're probably going to take a more prominent role. So, yeah, I think ultimately, I don't think it'll be a bad speed for a staying race down to the post the first time at least.
Let's talk selections. Warren, who have you got on top?
I'm with Big Bad Baz, who's well-named. Nas, he's a strong horse. He just keeps getting stronger at the end of his races. I don't think he had a lot of luck at a crucial stage last start behind Ruta Renge, who goes round in the other division of this race. And not often you divide a benchmark 64 over 2400, but a lot of horses competing in this grade, and I think Big Bad Baz will just get into a nice spot, reasonable speed up front. He'll be strong late. I think the obvious danger is My Shumai, who comes through a form line behind Palanamina, who then went on to win the Terrain Cup last Sunday. So that form's very good for My Shumai. 8, Zadie is hard and fit and in form. Like Big Baz, Baz, an ex-weir runner who seems to have settled in well to the new environment. And Just a Joke will be riding the speed, just with recent jumps trials under the belt. Waterhouse and Bot Runner riding the speed, hard and fit, just might be able to give a good sight riding that speed from an inside draw. 4, 11, 8, 9.
So 4 from 11, 8 and 9 from Warren. How do you rate them, Dean?
Same exacta for me, Nards. Big Bad Baz, I like the preparation he's had. He's just been building his form, and he's got a poor winning strike rate, but he's got a great chance to turn that around here. My Shumai's got the obvious form line through Palanamina at her last run. It's a very good form reference. She's deep into her preparation, but racing really well for Jason Warren. Golden Flag comes back to flat racing after losing the rider last start in a hurdle. He's a pretty competitive horse in this sort of grade, and I think he can run well. And I've put in 8, Zadie, who's racing really consistently for Josh Julius, doing a great job with the horse, and she can run well again. But on with Big Bad Baz also, 4, 11, 2, 8.
4 from 11, 2 and 8 from Dean, and 4, 11, 8 and 2. Both guys seeing it very similarly in race 6. We go to race 7. This is a 2400 metre 64, and you can take out runners 1, 9, 10 and also the 12 in this race, Trent.
Nadia, really not too much happening in the betting this morning for the 7th on the card. You have the Hun, who is a reasonable favourite at the $2.30 mark. Ruta Ren, who Warren referred to in the previous race. Ruta Ren, a $3.10 second elect. A bit of specking for Michelin, as much as 9.50 into 7. And then to the double figures, where Princess and Achiever is at 10. You have Miss Matilda, 11, and Towers Lookout, 12. They're given some sort of a chance, but really no significant push this morning. The Hunt at the top of the market, $2.30.
And is there much pace here, Dean?
Nards, I think probably Miss Matilda will use Barrier 1. This is a smaller field than the other division, but for all we know from Barrier 2, Princess Anne Achiever from out wider, and then I think horses like Ruta Ren might be that far away, and even Harvard, but I think the inside two barriers will probably use their spots there.
Who do you like?
I'm going with The Hun. I think he's come back pretty well this time in. He's a winner here at Geelong, and he just seemed a little bit sharper this time in. Last time in, he was very dour. He won a maiden here, but he really just slogged it out. I just think he's learned a bit more about the caper with a good break, and I think he'll be hard to beat third up. Ruta Ren's a mare I've got a bit of time for, and she got the money last start, and I think she'll run well again, gets a claim here. And I think the other winning chance is Michelin. I thought probably should have won the high weight here last start, getting fitter, and certainly has to be regarded. And Miss Matilda, typical of the Jamie Edwards horses, just keeps buttering up and running well. Will make her own luck up on the speed and looks next best. 3, 4, 6, and 11.
So we go 3, 4, 6, and 11 from Dean. Warren?
I think they're the four key numbers, Nards. I agree with Dean. I think Michelin, just the way the race shaped up and just had too much to do. And although it was a high weight race over a bit of ground, he was terrific weight last start. And I just think slightly different scenario here. I'm hoping that he can settle somewhere with at least a few horses in front of him. And if he gets the brakes, I think he's got a good winning chance at each way odds, number 6. Michelin, the Huns, the obvious building fitness this campaign. The two runs have been good and good form references behind LaBelle Jude and Admiral Joker. So certainly not discounting his winning chances, nor with number 4, Ruta Ren, who's been going very well. Imported mare who's just struck really good form for the Moroney stable when she's got out to a staying trip. And that's the form line that Big Bad Baz comes through the race before. And 11, Miss Matilda. She'd been frustrating, but really smart ride. Just rode the speed and varied the tempo a little bit and got the win on the board last start. This is obviously tougher, but she's got in that winning habit. And she wasn't beaten a long way in the races beforehand, too. She's next best for me. 6, 3, 4, 11.
So 6 from 3, 4, and 11 from Warren. And Dean goes 3 from 4, 6, and 11 in race number 7. We now go to race number 8 at Geelong this afternoon, and this race is a 1400 metre 64. The scratching, you can take out number 10 here, Trent.
Nadia, she's sensational, has drifted as the favourite this morning from $3.30 to $3.60. Has been money for Bathuma, who has come in from $5.50 to $4.20. Outside of that, there hasn't been too many changes. Red Gatho is at $5.50. Bing O Danny Boy at $6.50. There's been some specking for Commando, 12 into 8. And then the other that's in single figures is Layla Star at $8.50. Then at 12 or better, the remainder headed by Wayne County. She's sensational. Still the favourite at $3.60. But no doubt the best back runner for the 8th at Geelong is Bathuma this morning, who's been $5.50 to $4.20.
Speed, Dan?
No, I think ultimately the speed here is out wide, and maybe Wayne County, Singo Danny Boy from Barrier 2 will use that gate. I think any of the inside 4 or 5 gates will use their barriers to some degree, but maybe Wayne County from out wide might be the speed element.
Okay, so it looks to be the pace. Let's talk selections, and Warren, who do you have on top?
I'm going to go with She's Sensational. Now, she got the favours to win last start, but she was able to sprint quickly when that gap came, and I can see her getting a similar run today, gone with 6 ahead of 2. Red Gateau, who's fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell, and he really worked home well at Cranbourne last start behind Momentary. 7 for Tuma. She was very visually impressive, breaking the maiden and winning 1,200 metres at Echuca last start. There was merit in that performance. And I thought Singo Danny Boy's been racing well this preparation on the home track from a good draw. Next best for me. I thought She's Sensational had a terrific chance of winning again. 6, 2, 7, 3.
So we go 6 from 2, 7, and 3. Dean?
I'm going the other way. I'm going to go with Red Gateau. I think 2 runs in. I think he's a pretty handy horse for 64 benchmark grade. He goes well for Ben Allen. I think he's a good each-way chance. She's sensational. I like the way she burst through the pack to win last start. It was a really good effort. Can run well again. For Tuma, it was a neat win last time out at Echuca. Can run well. And I'll put in Striking Miss next best right down in the weights. I think can give a good sight. Probably in career best form, really. That run last start was solid. Quite an open race, but I think Red Gatto's a little bit of value. Now it's 2, 6, 7 and 11.
2, 6, 7 and 11 from Dean. 6, 2, 7, 3. From Warren. That's a look at race number 8. And now we turn our attention to the final event today, race 9. And this race is a benchmark 70. It's over 1,100. And you can take out runners 4, 6, and also the 9 in the event here, Trent.
We have the shortest price favourite of the day coming up in the last of 9 here, Nadia, with Petrel, who is currently $1.45. We had as much as $1.60 on offer this morning. $1.45 there for Petrel. You have Windforce at 8, Buckler 9, and they're the ones in single figures. A couple of 12 in Campanello and also well over. And then it's 14 or bigger for the rest of the field. for Shrell. Odds on, $1.45 for the last of nine at Geelong.
Okay, so that's the market there where we've got a short price favourite. Where does the tempo come from, Dan?
Oh, I think she'll probably be part of it, Nards. Petrell out wider. She's probably got to be ridden quite positively, I would have thought. Windforce just inside her, and Lalova might use Barrier 1 to some advantage, but I think probably take luck out of the equation. You'd probably be rolling forward on a shorty like Petrell here.
And what do you like in the last? Are you with the fave?
I am. I think she's quite a good mare. I thought she probably had two main rivals, and they've both been scratched. So it really, that's why the price is so short. And I think she's the cheap way home in the quaddy. Windforce is going really well this campaign, but he's just not winning. He'll run well again, and I think he can get into the money. Time Forward gets a beautiful run from the draw with the claim, and will race well here. And Buckler might be next best, but I think Petrell, arguably the most promising horse at the meeting, she should be winning 2.175.
So we go 2 from 1.75 from Dean. What about you, Warren?
Yeah, hard to argue, Nance. She looks very promising. Her first up runs to date have been terrific. She's trolled like a jet at Camperdown, and she should win, and the scratchings have probably made the task a bit easier, but the price a bit shorter. Maybe just a one out in the last leg of the quaddie too. For me, ahead of one, Windforce, who might come across and get on the speed with the favourite. 11, Lalova, was well supported, ran okay. First up, will be fitter, and Time Forward, as Dean said, just gets a lovely run from the draw, but it is all about Petrell. 2, 1, 11, 7.
So we go 2 from 1, 11, and 7 from Warren, and 2, 1, 7, and 5 there from Dean. Okay, Dean, what's your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Yeah, well, I've amended it with Petrell coming in so short, Nard, so we'll go with the first. Race 1, number 1, The Last Napoleon. The best value each way, race 8, number 2, Red Gateau. The quaddie, first leg, 2, 4, 8, and 11. Second leg, 3, 4, 6. Third leg, 2, 3, 6, 7, and 11. And come home on 2 only in the last leg. And the play of the day, I quite like the first running double, race 1, numbers 1 and 6, and race 2, numbers 5 and 6.
Very good. Thanks, Dean. Good luck.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
And what about you, Warren? How do you wrap this up?
Yeah, I think with Petrell being so short now that the best is in the first, Nards, as well. Race 1, number 1. The Last Napoleon. I thought Michelin, race 7, number 6, represented some value for the quaddie. First leg, 2, 4, 8, 9, and 11. 3, 4, and 6 in the second leg. 2, 3, 6, 7, and 11 in the third leg. And home with just 2 only in Petrell. And so we might have something to cheer for with the shorty in the last of the day, Nards. 1 out in the quaddie, and also the play of the day. All up. Race 1, number 1, The Last Napoleon, into race 9, number 2, Petrell.
Good on you, Warren. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Nard.
And Trent, before you go, what have been the best back runners today with the tab?
Nardia, we'll start in the first, but going away from the best for Dean and Warren there, number 6, Mugatu, who is now a $3.20 chance there. So race 1, number 6, Mugatu. Then to race 2, and number 6, Part-Time Lover, who has been firming as the favourite this morning, $2.20. Race 2, number 6, Part-Time Lover. Race 3, number 7, Alvin Chitore, who is the current favourite at $2.40 there. And then, well, in the last of nine, number 2, Petrell at the $1.45 mark. Perhaps too short for some, Nadia, but even as an odds-on favourite today, has come in from as much as $1.60 to $1.45. Probably looking at the first three races, and then you want to have the 45% there for the multi. We'll see what happens. But race 1, number 6, Mugatu. Race 2, number 6, Part-Time Lover. Race 3, number 7, Alvin Chitore, and race 9, number 2, Petrell. In regards to the best and the value for both Dean and Warren, well, they agree on their best. In race 1, number 1, The Last Napoleon, who is the $2.60 favourite for their value selection for Dean. Race 8, number 2, Red Gateau, who is $5.50 to win and $2 the place with tab fixed odds. For Warren's value selection, that is in race 7 and number 6, Michelin, who is $7 the win and $2.10 the place with tab fixed odds.
Great, Trent. We'll catch up with you later in the show and find out what else has been backed in the next hour or so.
No worries. Thanks, Nadia.
There's the tab's Trent Langscale. That's our panel for this afternoon's meeting at Geelong.